Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do my Pixar podcast project, which is talking about Pixar deserving more respect, at least in my quite strong opinion. I'm your host Matthew, and yeah, what's prompted me to do this one, you might be thinking. Well, the narrative of Pixar, the online narrative of Pixar, and this narrative that they've completely fallen away and they're gonna die soon and that they don't come out with anything good anymore. And look, whether you do or don't like all these films or some of these films or a combination of those things is all subjective, of course. You might dislike all of Pixar's films, you might like all of them, you might like some of them. It's up to the individual. We have as follows: Toy Story, Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, Wall-E, Up, Toy Story 3, Cars 2, Brave, Monsters University, Inside Out, The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, Cars 3, Coco, The Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4, Onward, Soul, Luca, Turning Red, Lightyear, and this year's Elemental. In my opinion, none of these films are bad. They're not all excellent. I'll give you that. They're not all excellent. You might think some of them are bad, and that's absolutely okay, because you're very much entitled to that opinion, as I am to mine. My opinion very much leans on to, I think Pixar was and still is the best film studio. They are the most consistent. Not the most, like, obviously regular. They can't come out with stuff like, you know, 3-4 times a year. But the most regularly consistent, the most regularly good. And one thing, I'm going to mention Disney a little bit now. I've just done a whole podcast talking about Disney's live action stuff, so I'm not going to get into that here because I've already talked about that. It's amazing to me the difference in narrative of, okay, people are moaning about the live action stuff from Disney, but maybe haven't quite fully grasped or perhaps realized, and this is maybe just more my, it's not fact, it's maybe just more my opinion. I personally think Pixar's been carrying Disney on its back, at least for animated originals. I know Disney do more than animated originals, but in terms of animated originals, Pixar's been carrying Disney on its back for a long time at this point, a long, long time. And I think it's stark to me the difference between what the two of them are doing. One of them is lazily going back through their library and recreating stuff, not really making much different stuff to it, and just recreating what they're doing, and doing remake after remake after remake after remake. And even when they do put out something like Strange Worlds, and they bury it, and then you've got Pixar, who have never done a remake. Let me just go through here. Because they've done a spin-off, they've done sequels, and they've done remakes and shorts, but we're talking about feature films here. Toy Story, original film. Bug's Life, original film. Toy Story 2 sequel. Monsters, Inc., original film. Finding Nemo, original film. Incredibles, original film. Cars, original film. Ratatouille, original film. Wall-E, original film. Up, original film. Toy Story 3 sequel. Cars 2 sequel. Brave, original film. I guess prequel. Monsters University. Inside Out, original film. Good Dinosaur, original film. Finding Dory. Is that a prequel or a sequel? It was one of the two, wasn't it? Sequel, yes. Sequel, Cars 3 sequel, Coco original film, Incredibles 2 sequel, Toy Story 4 sequel, Onward original film, Soul original film, Luca original film, Turning Red original film, Lightyear spin-off, Elemental original film. And I feel like just for that alone, whether you do or don't like their newest stuff, so let's say Elemental, Lightyear, Turning Red, Onward, Soul, Luca, the most recent six films, I feel like they do genuinely deserve more credit for not going down the rabbit hole of, oh, you know what, we can't come up with anything new. And you could argue, okay, oh, we don't need, three cars or four Toy Stories, five Toy Stories, which is going to be soon. You could argue that all you want, like, okay, sequel after sequel after sequel of some of their stuff. But how many originals have I just named? I'm not going to go through and actually count. Most of their library still to this day remains original. And on that basis alone, let alone the other stuff that they do, I think deserves a lot more respect and a lot more credit. But the tricky part of that, I suppose, narratively online is, okay, you still do original ideas, but your original ideas have started not being quite so big. Because people do look back at, say, Toy Story, Incredibles, Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Up, Ratatouille, the Finding Dory and Nemo films, and some people do look at that as compared to, oh, Elemental, they didn't like quite so much, or Turning Red, or Luca, Soul, or Onward, and maybe they don't like those films as much, and they feel that that classic library from Pixar has changed. I don't really know how quite to equate that though, because when you've got a studio that's been going since 95, with Toy Story 1, of course they did some few things before that, but I'm sticking to their feature films here. You can't really sort of, let's say you pick out Elemental and Turning Red, and you go, okay, those aren't as like classic as Incredibles or Toy Story. The other thing you've got to keep in mind is when you, because you're going to have people coming and going from this company, you might not have the same creative team that, say, for Luca, Turning Red, or Elemental that you did for Incredibles and Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story. Like, you might not have the same team in the set, you're going to have different ideas. So you can't quite expect, I mean, yes, for formula, they do stick by a good formula, and that's been criticized somewhat, but if you're good at what you're doing, why should you stop? Which is these original ideas with certain similar themes, similar like ideas and things, but if you're good at doing it, why should you stop doing it? But I've not really quite grasped this sort of, oh, because the newer films don't feel like the old classic films, therefore it's not as good. But you've got to also keep in mind, those are made by different creatives, different people, people with different ideas. So your films aren't going to be quite the same as what they were 20 years ago because things change. That's just kind of how I see that point, at least. I, at least at bare minimum, have enjoyed and at least liked every single one of these films to varying degrees. I don't like Onward as much as I like Toy Story. I mean, I don't like anything as much as I like Toy Story, but I don't like Onward as much as I like Monsters, Inc. But I still like Onward. I still think Onward's a good film. So there's that to it as well. Today's sponsor is Manscaped. You can get 20% off with your order with Manscaped by using the promo code that we've got with them, which is ETALKUK. That's ETALKUK to get 20% off your order and free shipping with Manscaped. They sell various different men's grooming products from shavers, razors, ear and nose hair trimmers, different clothes and deodorants. You don't even need to Google Manscaped themselves. You can click on the link in your show notes, whether you're on a podcast player or the website version of the episode, and you can go and click on that link in the show notes. That's also got the promo code written in the show notes as well, so you can either copy and paste the promo code ETALKUK, ETALKUK. You can either copy and paste that into your show notes or type it in the promo code box and click apply. That will get you 20% off your order with Manscaped and free shipping. First-hand quality, professional, with Manscaped, from their packaging to the items themselves, even the way the items are stored in the packaging is very, very first class, very professional, so no questions about Manscaped's quality. Thanks very much to Manscaped for sponsoring Entertainment Talks podcast, and thank you very much for listening. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Koalu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Koalu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Koalu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, let's talk about the narrative of the box office for Disney. This is the narrative that I genuinely don't understand the narrative of it, which is that Pixar's been bombing at the box office. Okay, so rewind a little bit. From Elemental, which did get a cinematic release and did do well. It took a little bit of time for it to pick up its pace, but it did do very, very well for a bit of time. It did do slowly for a bit of time, then really picked up. That was like a word of mouth, I think, on that, which is very, very good. So if we go from that back to Soul, because Onward, even though it was a pandemic release, which may have affected its box office as well, I think that was like February or something, so right before the sort of lockdown hit. Soul was on Disney Plus. Luca was in Disney Plus, Turning Red was on Disney Plus, and Lightyear is a different situation. Turning Red did get a theatrical release, but at least from where I am, I saw it released for about a week or something. It was very, very limited. Luca and Soul, I don't actually remember seeing cinema listings for. Again, those may have either been very, very limited, or they were not cinematic. It was one of the two, but it doesn't help. On Lightyear, because Lightyear is a very different beast to these other three films, sorry. In my opinion, Lightyear is the most misunderstood film that's ever been released. Why do I say that? Some people kind of wondered, okay, what is this film? Okay, if you ask me that question, Matt, what is Lightyear? What is it about? Is it a Toy Story film? Now, I did actually get the lucky chance to speak to the director of Lightyear, Angus MacLean. He did say in his own words that it's not a Toy Story film, and you can't argue with that. I can't say to him, no, you're incorrect, because it's his film and not mine. So I look at it as a Toy Story spin-off. It's certainly got a Toy Story connection. But in his eyes, it was less about Toy Story and it was more about Buzz Lightyear, which, yes, is again correct. It is the film that Andy saw when he was young, which was about Lightyear, a guy called Lightyear, that then had a toy in the Toy Story world released called Buzz Lightyear, who he was very excited to get and got for one of his birthdays in the first Toy Story film. That's it. I fundamentally do not understand the, oh, is it Toy Story? Is it Lightyear? Is it not connected to Lightyear? What's it about? Is it any good? I don't understand the confusion. And literally, in the film's opening frames, apart from the Disney Pixar logo parts, it explains to you what this film is in the opening parts. So I fundamentally do not understand the confusion around this film. And I have never, ever seen a reception for a film that at least I went in with a clear mind of like, oh yeah, I know what this film is. I am watching the film that Andy watched that made him want the Buzz Lightyear toy. which is the same thing as a real world, because when we go and watch Marvel films, DC films, or Disney Pixar films, and you're a young kid, and you go, "Oh, that character's really cool. I want to buy Spider-Man and Batman and play with them at home and stuff," which was what I did when I was a child. So I can obviously relate to it in a certain way. I know it's different because it's a bit more of a thing within a thing, because you're watching a film, Toy Story, which is about a kid who's got a young imagination, because that's what kids have, and he's playing with his own toys, but he's got those because he watched a film that he liked, about that toy that he wanted. Which, when I sat down and watched Toy Story when I was younger, and I went, "Oh, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, they're very cool. I would like to get toys for them," or dolls, if you want to call them that. So it literally works the same way. I don't understand the confusion around that film. Whether or not you think the contents of the film, so like Buzz's actual journey, is good or bad, is a different thing. Your opinion on the actual film, as opposed to what you think the film is about, is a different thing. It did do very badly at the box office. That was a mixture of different things, I think. I think there was three different elements. There was a lot of backlash about the almost single frame lesbian kiss. There was a lot of backlash about that. Whether you want to think I'm overreacting or not, there was a lot of backlash about that. There shouldn't have been, because that's silly. People didn't quite know if this was a cinematic release, because you train your audiences from Turning Red, Luca, and Soul, that, oh yeah, Pixar films now straight to Disney Plus. And you can thank Bob, which one is it? Chapek? Yes, Chapek, for that stupid decision. That was a very, very stupid decision. Oh boy, that was bad. yeah, that was a very, very bad decision. And it changed the narrative on what Pixar films are. None of these films are worthy, they're worthy of more, rather, than basically straight to streaming. And I get that we were in a pandemic and stuff, and you wanted to get these films out, but that was not the way to do it. That was not the way to do it. So there was confusion as to whether this was a theatrical release, and then for some reason there was confusion as to what this film is. So just to kind of cover the basis on Lightyear, because that's a very different beast as to all their other films here. Yeah, confusion as to what it is, which I didn't understand. Backlash from the one scene, and is it a cinematic release? That's why I think. Because you, okay, someone might see it and say, "Oh, friend, family member, you shouldn't see this film because it's really bad, it's a waste of your time." That might, you could put that into the fourth factor if you want, but I don't know about that. I don't know. But anyway, that's my thing with that. But yeah, just in terms of, it's just fascinating to see people try to fight for Disney and try to somewhat justify these live action films, but then some people being fed up of them and then moaning at this studio for putting out films that you don't enjoy, but then not kind of understanding or respecting that you can't compare the downfall of what Disney is doing to what Pixar is doing. They're both doing very different things. One of these studios, Pixar, has created classic after classic, and then new great films after new great films, and have never done a reboot, never done a remake, or I guess you could say remaster. That's more of a game thing. Never done a remake, never done a yeah, whatever. So, okay, they've done sequels. Which studio hasn't done sequels? Every studio has done sequels at some point. Do you know what the other thing as well is? You know when, like, oh, another Transformers, oh, another Fast and Furious, and oh, we're getting into 10 of those and 12, I don't even know how many Transformers there is, and people get bored of those sequels after sequels, and that applies to other franchises. I'm sorry, right? But when you go Elemental, Lightyear, Turning Red, Luca, Soul, onward. Actually, let's leave Lightyear out of this next point, because that is a spin-off. Elemental, Turning Red, Luca, Soul, onward, all original films. None of those are sequels. And when you come away from, oh, a Toy Story 4, oh, a Cars 3, oh, Incredibles 2, whatever, and you don't want sequels, you do need to support the originals, Because what a studio will then end up thinking is like, oh, these new originals, Elemental, Turning Red, Luca, Pixar Onward, just the recent examples, and you do these originals and people don't show up and people don't support these films, and then they do badly at the box office, or they do badly on streaming, or whatever the case is. They kind of have to look and think, okay, these things aren't making money. What used to make us money? Oh, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles, Toy Story. So let's do a, you know, probably another Incredibles at some point. I hope we get another Incredibles. Let's do a Toy Story 5. So when you turn around as an audience member and go, oh, we got a Cars 3. Oh my God, we're going to get a Toy Story 5 and all this kind of stuff. Were you there for Elemental? Were you there for Turning Red? Were you there for Luca? Were you there for Soul? Were you there for Onward? If you go back, were you there for Coco and for Good Dinosaur and for Inside Out and for Brave? Were you there for those films? Because if you weren't, and they need to go back to making money, they kind of do need to go back to what they used to do to making money, which is go back to things like Toy Story, Incredibles, and you know, Monsters, Inc., and some of their other stuff. That's what they end up having to do. Because if you're making original idea after original idea, after you've made some sequels that have made money, what, like, there's almost this sort of, the audience thinks they want one thing, which is originals. You don't turn up for those originals. They get criticized because they don't do so well. So when they try to go back to other stuff, like do a Toy Story 5, for example, and you go, oh, I've got a Toy Story 5, why can't we get something original? Where were you for the other films? Like, I don't know what other way to sort of equate that. So yeah, it's just, stop supporting Disney's live action stuff and start supporting Pixar again. I know there's the idea of, like, let's say you watch the trailers for Elemental and Turning Red and you think, okay, they're just not for me. You vote with your wallet, and I understand that. You know, if you don't want to pay to go and see a film and you don't like the idea of a film, you vote with your wallet. I understand that. But when you do it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, a little bit less with Luca and with Soul, what's Pixar supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? You don't want them to make sequels after sequels, and they can't do remakes, because, well, they don't do remakes, or at least they don't at the moment. That would be a bad idea as well. For half of these characters, I don't know how you would do a live action. Like, it gives me nightmares thinking about what a live action Toy Story would look like. Because you can't do Toy Story with people, can you? Yes, like, Ariel may well be an animated mermaid, and then you turn into a live action mermaid slash person. Do you do it with toys that look like toys? No. You could do it with some of this stuff, like, and I can't believe I'm going down this rabbit hole. Like, Luca, you could do as live action. Soul, you could do as live action. Onward, you kind of could. They're monsters less than people. Coco, I suppose you could. Incredibles, you could. Cars, there's no way that you could really do that. Brave, you could. Inside Out, Monsters, Inc., you couldn't do that. Up, you could do it with that. I'm not suggesting these, I'm just saying these ones that have got, like, people in them. Because you can't do it with Wall-E. I mean, we don't even know what Stitch is going to look like yet for Lilo and Stitch live action thing. How would you do Cars in live action? Like, it's nearly impossible. Especially the way some of those cars move in those films, it's just, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I have lots and lots of love and lots of respect for Pixar. They have been consistently good for decades at this point. Not just years, but decades at this point. They have given me something I love very, very, very much in Toy Story. And even if you take away the 4 Toy Story films, I would still love this studio, because you've still given me, you know, my childhood stuff, like Incredibles. I absolutely love Incredibles. Monsters, Inc., I love Mike and Sully. And you've got, what's the other one? Finding Nemo, Bug's Life. I love those characters as well. Again, some of them I don't like quite so much. Like, some of them are weaker films than these. But hey, if you're saying a film isn't as good as Toy Story or Incredibles, that's not a bad thing, is it? You don't have to be that good every single time. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens to Pixar. But I started honestly thinking in this last, say, 6 months or so, there was a wonky negative narrative around Pixar. And no studio is invincible. What would it look like if Pixar shut down? And I tell you right now, you might think this is an overreaction or something. I would be absolutely completely heartbroken if you were to tell me that Pixar's closing down and we're not getting any more Pixar films. That would change me as a person. It would have a very, very negative effect on me as a person. Because when you sit down in that cinema seat and you see the jumping lamp Pixar intro, you know that there's just something, you're 80 to 90% sure there's something very, very special about to happen. They've had some films that haven't been special, they've been good, and I've liked them. But when Pixar hits home, they hit home harder than anybody else. Or they hit a home run better than anybody else ever has. I know the MCU is very good. I love the MCU. I love some other studios. I can like Disney at certain points. Clearly not recently. But when Pixar does it, they do it better than anybody else. And as good as the MCU's film catalogue is, which is very, very good, I think this one's better. I think this one's better. Like, if you're going to say to me, okay, who's, like ranked number two on the film studios list, MCU. MCU Studios, or Marvel Studios, I guess it's called. So yeah, there you go. Anyway, I'm very passionate about Pixar. I love them, got a lot of respect for them. And look, I will definitively say this as well. If I ever watch a trailer for a Pixar film and think, oh, I'm not quite so interested in the subject matter, which I would find unlikely, but let's say hypothetically that's the case, I would still go and see that film because I would still trust Pixar to at least put out something good. It might not be something I enjoy on their high levels, but I know I'll at least probably come away having had a good time. And yeah, and as I said from, I think, my Luca review, Turning Red review, Lightyear review, Elemental review, I trust this studio. You do anything you want, Pixar. I'll be there. You do anything you want. I don't mind what it's about. As long as we don't start doing live action remakes. But they're not doing that, of course, at the moment. I'd say if I read a headline that said that Pixar are going to do a live action remake of Toy Story, I would just fall over and faint with fear. Because I know I said they do anything you want that's animated. Stick to what you're doing, which is good, which is animated stuff. You don't need to do what Disney are doing. Don't go near your live action stuff. You don't need to do it. Also, you can't do it for half of your library. So, but yeah. Because if I sat down to watch a trailer for a live action Toy Story, I would be genuinely scared. Yeah, I don't know what that would look like, but I don't want to think about that anymore. So, anyway, Pixar, I love you. You've been disrespected, and if you ever get shut down, which I hope that you don't, it will be a crime to films and entertainment and happiness. So, there we go. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Pixar. Do you like them? Do you not? What do you think of their recent libraries compared to their older stuff? Take into account everything that I've said. Did you understand what Lightyear was about? Hopefully you did. And if you didn't, hopefully I explained it to you well enough. It's not very complicated. It's really quite a simple idea. And if you want to go and check out my Disney's lazy live action approach, which is what the podcast is called. And if you want to check out my interview with Angus McLean, who unfortunately is no longer at Pixar as well, which is sad. All right, MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on EntertainmentTalk.org. TV, games, films, main eye podcast. Check out what we do and where you can find all that stuff as well. Word of mouth, social media. Tell other people about what we're doing, where they can find it. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. As with podcast review options, look out for those with, well, if you'd like to, TV and film news, Geektown Radio, Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk for all your TV and your film news. What else do we have? Bex over on Twitch, mainly, TrustaBYTES across other platforms as well. Go and support what she's up to. Very, very good stuff over there. Me on Twitch at eTalk UK and YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. I love you, Pixar. And I'll see you again soon on the big screen. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.